Morning.
Yes.
Wonderful to be anywhere where the wind isn't blowing leaves in my face.
Wait till you take a look at your coffee, Bob.
Taylor, you don't like cream, do you?
Nope. And how do you remove cream from coffee?
Don't think it's been discovered yet how you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Who's responsible? Who's irresponsible? Morning, Doctor. How are things at the Muck and Mire?
Things are wonderful, thank you. At the Muck and Mire Hospital, I've made my rounds for the morning. And now it's time for Ask the Doctor. I have but moments here to spend
with
you.
Okay, Doctor, we have a question for you. It has nothing to do with your specialty, which is, of course,
gynecology, and I am a crack physician, I'll have you know.
Well, but you've had your fingers in other things, too, right?
Well, I've dibbled and dabbled, but even though, you know, it's not as lucrative as one might think, in fact, I find myself in the hole most of the time, I enjoy my work.
Well, here's the question, Doctor, from somebody that would like to know if you could give any indication as to how someone can tell if they have German measles.
Oh, German measles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the symptoms are very, very well explained here, right here in this little book I have.
How can you
German,
tell?
German
measles.
It is easy to tell that you are coming on with German measles when you have an uncontrollable desire to snort sauerkraut.